A ceremony held Thursday has brought Altus Air Force Base under the leadership of a new commander. I'm Clinton Whedon for KCCU News. Base personnel, civic leaders, and local residents watched the change of command ceremony as General Edward Rice Jr., commander of the Air Force's Air Education and Training Command, transferred leadership of the 97th Air Mobility Wing from Colonel Anthony Kravitz to Colonel William Spangenthal. Kravitz had been commander of the Mighty 97th since June 2011. In his remarks, General Rice discussed the challenges Kravitz had faced while in charge of the Altus facility and said Kravitz had, quote, exceeded expectations at every turn. Rice also made note of the efficiency of Kravitz's leadership.
And they did it by leading the way in some of the most important initiatives we have across the command. We introduced something called cost-conscious culture, where we are trying to make sure that we are good stewards of the American taxpayers' money. And I've got some 20 wings or wing equivalents across Air Education and Training Command, and Altus Air Force Base, under Colonel Kravitz's leadership, was our number one wing in being good stewards of the United States Air Force taxpayers' money.
Kravitz, in addition to giving remarks, conducted a final review of the 97th as commander and was also awarded the Legion of Merit for meritorious conduct. He said he and his family will miss Altus.
We're leaving good friends. We're leaving a home, a new home, leaving a great group of people who get the mission done, who only want to succeed, who only want to do more. Could not be more proud of this wing and what they do every day. And we are certainly going to miss them and the community.
What will you take from your experience here into your next assignment?
That I cannot say thank you enough. That I have to remember who gets the work done. I have to recognize the individuals at every level. Because they just want to succeed. They just want to take care of you. They just want to know which direction to go. I've learned so much about that. I've learned so much about people who are willing to stand up and say, pick me, coach. I'm in. I'll deploy. I'll go to work tonight. I'll go to work in the morning. You need weekends too, and I'll do that. It's a level of appreciation that I didn't fully understand until I got to see a whole wing in action, a whole community in action. Certainly take that away.
Saying he was, quote, thrilled to be here, Spangenthal was welcomed as the new commander with many family members and friends in attendance, as his wife is from Woodward. He has served previously in command capacities and says those experiences will be helpful as he takes over the 97th.
You know, I believe, I understand what's required, you know, the training that's required for these folks. But I also understand that times have changed a little from when, 20 years ago when I started this business to now. We need to continue to innovate, understand how we can do our jobs more effectively, more efficiently with the constraints, the challenges that we may have. I think some of my recent experience in the AOR and balancing that with today's economic realities is hopefully something that I can leverage to continue moving Altus in the right direction.
Spangenthal says the early part of his tenure will be spent learning more about how Altus Air Force Base currently operates and evaluating those methods. Kravitz moves to a new assignment with the Defense Threat Reduction Agency at Fort Belvoir, Virginia. For KCCU News, I'm Clinton Whedon.
Up with one hell of a roar. We live.